Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Pam. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I did not authorize you guys to use my credit card. My credit card called me and said that there was a fraud account from Colorado, and I want you to remove that charge, or I'll call them and have them remove it. But I did not authorize the company to take any money out of my account.
All right. Can I have your zip code?
32351.
I'm sorry. What was that one more time?
32351.
Okay, one second. And your first and last name?
Douglas, last name Gingrich.
One second, Mr. Douglas. And how much was you charged? $56.95. All right, one second. All right, can you spell that last name for
me? G-I-N-G-E-R-I-C-H.
And Mr. Douglas, I did find an account matching your name. Can you verify your address for me?
130 Red Branch Lane, Quincy, Florida. 32351.
Okay, one second. Bear with me, my system's a little slow. While we charge you. Okay, I see you did on the 21st of June, you signed up to win a drill for $7.95.
Possibly, but I didn't agree to any $56.
Okay, so what happens when you sign up for that free gift through a survey? It does advise you that if you don't cancel the membership to the online gadget store within 48 hours, you will be billed for the gadget store membership, which is a membership to the online gadget store.
No, I did not want that membership, and I do not want it.
Okay. Well, what I can do is get it canceled and give you a 50% refund.
I want an entire refund.
One second, sir.
I would like to be removed from the list completely.
Okay, one second. All right, sir, we did get that refund issued. You'll be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Also, your account's canceled, and we can't charge you anything else.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.